apparent during this pandemic has been something. Virtual school and masks, explaining to a six-year-old why his birthday party can't happen, and trying to ignore the fact that the 10-year-old is on her 10th hour of screen time. Parenting is hard on a good day, and these are not good days.
Well, I may not have been a perfect mother, but you know, kids don't come with a handbook.
In fact, there are thousands of books written on child rearing.
I'll sometimes go to bed reading a parenting book which extols the virtues of keeping calm when disciplining, of modeling good behavior, of not getting triggered by tantrums, of showing empathy, not anger. And then I wake up, rush to get everyone out the door for the day, get increasingly stressed as somehow someone can't seem to brush their teeth or get their shoes on, or even after I've said it like 10 times already, and boom, I explode, I yell. And the thing is, yelling is like getting drunk. It feels great in the moment. It's a release. And then the hangover sets in. Immediate regret. And empty promises to never do that again. Why couldn't I handle this better? What happened to my patience? Parenting took my patience, and so did the pandemic. Given all of that, I was thrilled to listen to a new podcast from my friend and former colleague in the WNYC newsroom, Yasmeen Khan, that addresses exactly these parenting difficulties. It's called Childproof, and it comes from the meditation app 10% Happier. It's a podcast not about children, but about parents. Here's Yasmeen in the trailer.
It's Thursday. I am sitting down the hall from my kids who are yelling in the background. This is me, hiding from my family as my two daughters get ready for bed. Energy is a little crazy and I don't feel like dealing with it right now. Not trying to slack off or anything, but I hear my kid having a meltdown. And I don't want to have a meltdown either, because I feel like I could. Am I allowed to say that?
And so here to help us sort through parenting, especially right now in this moment, and maybe help us find a moment of calm, we're joined by Yasmeen Khan, host and managing editor of the podcast Childproof. Yas, how are you?
Hello, Matt. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, of course. I was so thrilled to listen to this. It really is, I'm hoping, going to help me find my zen as a parent in the coming months of Omicron. So tell me,
seriously,
like, why did you embark on this project? Why make a podcast specifically about parenting? What gap were you hoping to fill with this?
Yeah. Well, I was kind of giggling during your intro because you basically just summarized my experience and basically what the show is about so perfectly. I mean, you know, 10% Happier, which is the company I work for now. I work for a mindfulness and meditation company, by the way, was exploring this issue of parenting and parent stress and anxiety. And they talked to me about coming on and kind of leading this ride with parents, because I had the same issues, have the same issues as you and so many other parents out there. I mean, not getting triggered by a tantrum. Are you kidding me?
Right.
Like, we are wired to respond to crying and to be stressed. And I didn't know how to do that. And lots of things that our kids do may trigger us, but also, like, we have jobs, we have stress, we have family stress, you know,
right,
you know, extended families or stress or something like that. So there are all these things that we as adults, parents have to manage. And, you know, for me, I was at this time last year, you know, I was a reporter in a newsroom, really stressed at work, stressed having kids at home from school. And just like that combination of anxiety and exhaustion was making me really shouty.
Yeah.
I was like shouting at my children or snapping at them or snapping at my husband. And I felt overrun by stress and my emotions. And I didn't like that about myself. It wasn't good for my relationship with my kids, but I didn't like that about myself. And
yeah,
I knew that it didn't have to be that way. And that's when I started to kind of dabble in meditation and learning about mindfulness practices, because I was like, I have to interrupt this cycle somehow. So that's what, you know, the show is kind of mindfulness adjacent. Like, we're going to talk about strategies of how to deal with the getting calm, like getting to the point of getting calm and like actually being able to do the things we need to do to prevent being triggered or know what our triggers are. Mm-hmm. But really, I want to be able to take stock of how I'm doing as a parent. I want to be able to sort of know how I've changed. I want to change. I want to grow. And I want to know how to do that. And I also just want to hear how other parents are doing. And we're going to sort of tell those stories and bring people together so that we don't have to feel so alone.
In the first episode, you talk to parents about how parenting has changed them. And you're also quite vulnerable, as we heard in that clip, and airing mm-hmm. your own reality as a parent. So tell us a little bit about your parenting journey. Have you learned in going through this process how being a parent has changed you?
I think I'm still thinking about that question. I mean, I know that I've changed. It's sort of hard to pull apart whether it's just because I've grown in my career or because I've had two kids or because I've been married for 10 years or I live in New York and I still am not sure why sometimes, you know, like all these things happen in our lives, right? That change us. I will say that for me, I knew that when I became a parent, it kind of felt to me like this opportunity to change in ways that I wanted to. I remember thinking that when my first daughter was born. I'm not sure that I have totally lived up to the changes that I wanted to make for myself. I'm talking about things like regulating my emotions. Like, I've always been someone who's been emotional. I have big feelings and I show them. And I think that's a great thing about me, but I also have always wanted to be able to be in charge of them more. Mm-hmm. And I felt like parenting was maybe an opportunity for me to do that. Maybe, which is funny to say, because there's so many challenges to regulating your emotions when you're a parent. So I'm going to say, like, to answer that question, I'm going to say that I'm not entirely sure yet how I've changed, but I know that there are ways that I want to. And parenting has made that clear to me.
In terms of being in charge of those emotions, you know, those moments when we feel out of control, when the stresses of parenting combined with just life merge into this mess of yelling in the house at bedtime or at breakfast time, and whether it's related to the pandemic or just whatever's happening in that situation at that time, what do the meditation experts that you've been speaking with say we're supposed to do in those moments?
I mean, many things. So I'm about to say things that you know and that are like so intuitive sounding, but I will say one, breathing.
Right.
Like, and I seriously, since I've started this as a more of a practice, I breathe more deeply now throughout the day. And for instance, when I know that I might get a little shouty at bedtime or I'm just really tired at the end of the day, I will take many deep breaths before I go upstairs and start the process of trying to get my kids in pajamas and brushing teeth. That helps. And just things like kind of recognizing, like we said, recognizing triggers. So for me, it might be like my kid is throwing a tantrum. So how do I make sure that I am not also going to lose it right now? Or maybe I will. Or it's just that I know that this particular time of day, bedtime, by the way, this is what our second episode focuses on, is my bedtime problem.
Wow.
Is just knowing that that time of day is hard for me and just recognizing that for
sure.
Myself.
Right.
It's not rocket science. I'm not even doing anything other than maybe interrupting this cycle of like getting angry, feeling terrible about it, feeling ashamed of myself as a parent. If I could just like recognize that, okay, this is hard, or I don't like this part right. of parenting.
And that's
like,
okay.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. Like, it just, that helps. I will say that, you know, for on our show too, there are a lot of things we want to talk about. And I don't want to make it sound like we're going to be talking about all these negative things that are so hard and it's all about struggle,
okay.
Which it is. It's all challenging. I mean, but parenting obviously is really fun and it can be super joyful and hilarious and we can have a good time. But we also need to talk about our friendships and how our friendships have changed. Mm. And we're going to do that. We're going to talk about how we can build community in like really meaningful ways so that we can actually ask for help or accept it when it's offered to us. And that is part of, you know, even though this is about like how we live in the world, this is relates to our internal experience as parents, because we need other people to have our backs. And it feels good too, to offer help to another parent that may need it.
I love that. Yasmin Khan is the host and managing editor of the podcast Childproof from 10% Happier. Get Childproof wherever you get your podcasts. Yasmin, thank you for bringing us some balance and for bringing us this podcast. So appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, listeners, it's your turn. You've been talking to us about your relationships. Here's what you had to say.
My name is Jonna Gibbs. The most challenging thing for me as a parent during the COVID pandemic was I have a teenager who started high school, and everything, of course, is on the Chromebook. Everything is electronic. But unlike most parents, I still had to go to work every day. So I had to trust my teenager to log in and actually be present. And some days he would, some days he wouldn't. I mean, some days he just decided, you know what, I'm not doing this. And it wasn't like I could stay there and make sure that he logged in.
This is Julian from Las Vegas, Nevada. The most difficult thing with this pandemic and parenting is being a teacher myself and having students and then trying to find a way to get them to learn and to be there for my students. And not all schools at all times are willing to understand the degree of flexibility needed by someone doing that double duty.
Without a doubt, the hardest thing I've ever experienced is the social and mental toll these years have taken on my teenagers. I can't place my finger on what it is, but the teenagers in my life, from work to home and friends of my kids, have all suffered in their mental and social health at some level in the wake of the pandemic. The continued stressors and social disconnect will, I believe, be a defining moment for this generation.
My name is Mary Poole. I'm calling from Safety Harbor, Florida. When COVID first hit in March of 2020, we sequestered down very firmly in my multi-generational home. My daughter has MS and had just had chemo and had no immunities. I'm 75 and I have three teenagers. So we all homeschooled and didn't allow anyone in. The first couple of weeks, one of my 17-year-old grandson's friends came into the house without questioning, and I didn't know she was there with two of her friends. And I freaked out, and I told them they had to leave. And I hurt their feelings because it just happened to be one of the girls' birthdays, and I felt terrible about it. But I've had to keep a tight circle on my teenagers and our family to protect us, particularly before vaccination.
The biggest problem with the COVID pandemic has been the parenting at home for children with regards to the initial closure when COVID first started and then the subsequent closures and quarantining for students with close contact. Parents are not equipped for educating their kids, and then I believe schools have struggled with providing the necessary information in order for parents to educate their kids at home. And then not to mention the spotty Wi-Fi for northern Wisconsin has also been an issue.
Hi, this is Nikki. I'm calling from Arlington, Texas. The single most difficult or challenging parenting moment that I have had throughout this entire COVID thing has been repeating myself to my teens and 20-somethings. No, you cannot go to the party. No, you cannot go work out with your friends in a crowded gym. No, you cannot hang out in a restaurant with all your friends when it's overpopulated and overcrowded, because IHOP or Waffle House or any of those diner places are always packed to the gills when all of the bars close at night.
This is James from Bellevue. The most difficult parenting experience I had during COVID was trying to coordinate visitation with my child out of town when my current wife doesn't want to have any people visiting our household.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.